Over the stretch of the last four games of the regular season, the Tigers are stretched by some of the toughest teams in the state of Iowa. While winning two out of the last four games, Griswold's girls have grown even more at the end of the regular season, while positioning themselves in key situations to see success. Head coach Jody Rozelle's goal for the girls was to grow every single game, and now it's time to respond.
Yeah, I mean, and that was part of the goal going in, is just being stretched and growing. Kind of the goal all through the season was just growing and improving as we go and learning from each game as we go. So that's what our goal has been. And I think we saw that in the girls. I feel like I've been really impressed with how they've responded in practices this last week or two. Just really working hard and making some impressive plays in practice. I think we're on the right track.
The Tigers have been very versatile this season, with six girls hitting over 300, with Dakota Reynolds at 500, Marissa Askin at a 471 average, and Whitney Panic at a 392 average, all leading the way at the plate. Griswold's offensive production has been so good this year that they rank number one in run difference in Class 1A. In terms of base running, the Tigers have stolen 134 bases as a team, which ranks 7th in the state in Class 1A, as situational base running has been a key for their 24 wins on the year.
Hitting philosophy has just been to be very versatile hitters, as far as being able to hit a variety of pitch locations and pitch speeds, and then just combine that with a lot of discipline at the plate as far as being able to see the pitches and, you know, swing at strikes or swing at our pitch, basically, as much as possible. That's been, I think, a lot of our secret to our success at the plate. And base running, I think just getting more confident on that as well, and situational base running, the girls have been doing a great job with that.
Griswold's defense is one that does not mess around, with an overall 919 fielding percentage and ranks in multiple state categories, including first in the least walks allowed with 15, first in the least hit batters with 4, second in earned runs allowed with 23, fourth in the least runs earned with 56, and fifth in walks and hits per inning pitch at a .82 ratio. The Tigers have relied on Carly Milliken in the circle, who ranks 7th in ERA with a 1.06 ERA and has been a dominant player in the circle.
Yeah, a lot of confidence comes from, you know, having Carly in the circle, and she's just a phenomenal pitcher. Just have a lot of trust in that, and she gives our whole team confidence there.
For the Tigers' first shot at postseason play, they'll be taking on St. Albert, who just recently beat East Mills 12-0 in the first round of postseason play. They'll likely face off against the second best in the least walks allowed in the state, with Alexis Narmi, with just 7 walks allowed on the year, with a 4.32 ERA, or Ellen Narmi, with a 3.45 ERA, who ranks 3rd in the state in saves with 4. The Saints have also had quite a bit of firepower at the plate, with 4 hitters hitting over 300, with Kira Hochstein hitting over 500 this season. Griswold will be meeting a tough team for their first shot at advancing to the semifinal round of postseason play.
Yeah, we talked about goals coming in, and we just really want to kind of keep the same focus as we have all season. You know, just one pitch and one at bat at a time, one inning at a time, and just working on playing our best game, using all the things that we've grown and learned on through the season, and to put our best game out there.
Griswold takes on St. Albert tonight, with the game starting at 7 p.m. KSLM 96.5 will have all the live coverage of this game, with a pregame show starting at 6:45 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.